I said. I still can't believe that I was once in love with this guy. I really should have known better after working major crimes for all these years. Well, Marit said, with a friendly smile, it happens more often than you might think. I know, Sara said with a stiff laugh, but I still can't believe I accepted his behaviour. I noticed the red flags right from the beginning, but still. Sara interrupted herself. The prosecutor, specially assigned for cases involving officers of the law, Stig Malmsten, stepped out into the waiting room at the same time that Peter Mattsson and his defense lawyer made their entrance. They all entered the courtroom and sat down at their assigned seats. The prosecutor, Sara Wallén and Marit Ståhl, sat on one side of the courtroom and Peter Mattsson and his lawyer on the other. Sara didn't want to look at Peter, but forced herself to do so. She locked eyes with him until he looked away. Although the room was chilly, Sara's face felt hot. She reminded herself of Rita Anka's comforting words. "You're not the embarrassing one here, he is," she had said. The prosecutor presented his case and the defense lawyer presented his. Both Rita Anka and Peter Mattsson's partner, Sergeant Malva Gran, testified. Then it was the medical examiner's turn. Time moved slowly. When Sara was questioned by the defense lawyer, she had to bite her lip to contain her temper. "Didn't you provoke Peter Mattsson?" he said, and pointed at the defendant. "How do you mean?" "I'm the one with the questions here," he snapped. "I can't answer your question as I'm not sure what you mean," Sara snapped back. Her eyes were full of rage. "Let me rephrase," the defense lawyer said and leaned back. "Do you sometimes have issues controlling your temper?" Sara stared at him. "Issues? No." "You practice judo, right?"
"Yes."
"And you've used your judo skills to subdue a man, right?"
"Yes. A man who attacked me."
"So, I ask you again, do you have issues controlling your temper? Because you assaulted Peter Mattsson once, didn't you?"
"What?"
The chief judge frowned. The prosecutor stood up, but the judge signaled to him to sit down again.
"Would you please tell me where you're going with this?" he said.
"Sure. Peter Mattsson has documentation of injuries that prove he was assaulted as well. Injuries caused by Sara Wallén. So, does Sara Wallén have anger management issues? I mean, this is not the first time she's assaulted a man."
Sara couldn't believe what she was hearing.
The prosecutor stood up again. "What kind of injuries are these, and why is this the first time we're hearing about them?" he asked, and shrugged his shoulders dramatically.
"Yes, what injuries?"
Marit Ståhl and the chief judge asked at the same time. "I want to present a couple of photos." The chief judge nodded at the defense lawyer, who walked over to him with a folder. Then he handed a copy of the photos to the prosecutor and Sara's lawyer. The photos had been taken on the same day as Sara had gone to the doctor and had her injuries documented. They showed a scratch next to Peter's right eye, another one above his right collarbone, and a tiny bruise on his chin. The chief judge didn't look impressed.
"What is this? I would appreciate it if we all showed some respect for the court's time. The witness does not have to answer the question," the chief judge said and looked at Sara.
"The principle of unfettered evaluation of evidence," the defense lawyer said, and looked slightly nauseous.
"It seems to me that you're suggesting that these injuries are proportionate to the violence Sara Wallén was subjected to. Well, as I said, let's show this court some respect."
The defense lawyer protested, but when the chief judge didn't budge, he gave up. The hearing continued all day. Sara's lawyer demanded damages. When Sara came out of the courtroom, she heaved a sigh of relief. She felt that the worst part was over.